פרשס כי תישא, בן איש חי. ויאמר, אם נא מצאתי חן בעיניך, if I found חן, grace in your eyes, אדוני, ילך נא אדוני בקרבנו. If I found favor in your eyes, O God, please, God, come in our midst. Ki am kshe oref hu. This is a difficult, a stiff-necked people. V'salachta la'avoneinu, and forgive our sins, u'lachatoteinu, and our mistaken sins, u'nachalateinu, and our inheritance. I give us our inheritance. So this pasuk is brought after Chet HaEgel and the Luchot Shniot, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the Yud Gimel Midos, and he's asking for Kodesh Baruch Hu to forgive the sins of the Jewish people and to still be Bekesha in Nachalateinu, to have the Nachala with them. They will be the inheritance. Okay. V'yesh la'avin, says the Ben Ish Chai. Dehavi lei lemeima lechateinu. It should have said lechateinu kodem. It should have said first lechateinu before avoneinu, because avoneinu is mazid. First you forgive the shogeg, and then you forgive the mazid. Aderech shomrim bevidu, like we say in vidu, hakal tchila. First you say the shogeg, the lighter, and then the more stringent, which is avoneinu, which is the purposeful sins. Manirali b'siyat d'shmaya, says the Ben Ish Chai. The yadua, shem kel adni, the name kel adni, hu hami'ir b'asiyah. It's the name that gives shefa, influence in the olam of asiyah. Umisparo tzav, and its gematria is tzav. Kel is 31, and adni is 65. 65 and 31 is 96, which is tzav. Ela avodah zarah. Tzav is a lotion of avodah zarah. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Vavamud Beis. V'lachein, shem hakodesh kel adni, that shem hakodesh, shemisparo tzav, right? Whose number is 96. Me'ir ba'asiyah is influencing in the worlds of asiyah, the worlds of making, form, right? La'achnia ha'klipa ha'nikratzav, to be machnia, to have dominance over this ra, which is called tzav, ay shabasiyah, ay avodah zarah, shenimtza ba'asiyah, right? V'zeu shekatuv tzav letzav kav lekav. That's what it says in Yeshaya, kav ches amar yud, kav ches 10:28:10, tzav letzav kav lekav, perush. Shem HaKodesh kel adni hu mispa shtzav machnia letzav de klipa. In other words, tzav letzav, the tzav, the shem kel adni, goes to the tzav of Avodah Zarah and is machnia, has dominion over the klipa of Avodah Zarah, which is tzav letzav. Yeah? V'inei, shem Yisrael b'mlua kazeh. If you put Yisrael and you write it fully, you have yud vav dalet, that's yud. Shin yud nun, that's shin, right? Resh yud shin, that's resh. Aleph lamed fei, that's aleph. And lamed mem dalet is the lamed. Hatoch v'hakerev shel otiyot haniskorot, the inside of those letters, ole mispa shem hakadosh kel adni. Right? So we see, if we take the middle letter of all those yud, vav, dalet, the vav, the shin, yud, nun is the yud, vav and yud is 16, resh, yud, shin, the yud in the middle is makes that 26, then the aleph, the lamed in the middle, makes it 56, and the lamed, the mem in the middle of the lamed, makes it 40, which makes it 96, which is the gematria kel adni, Hami'ir ba'asiyah, which is giving its influence in the olam of atziyah, the spiritual world of Asiya. Umachni tzav devar zara. So the milui, the middle name of Klal Yisrael, is that koach which gives the hachna to devar zara. V'zesh ama'ata, and that which it says now, acha ma'isa egel, after the ma'isa of the egel, after the cheta egel, shigbiru b'zeh klipat tzav. That now that Klal Yisrael served the Avodah Zarah, there's a growth in this midah of tzav of Avodah Zarah. Yelechna Adonai bekirbenu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please come into our midst. What does it mean? Davka kloma. Davka says Shem Adni, come into our midst. Kloma. Titgabe hehara, the influence of Shem Kel Adni. Haramuza bekereva otiyot shmenu, that's hinted in the midst of our letters of our names. Yan ki am kshe orifu, since we see that we are a stiff-necked people. Shigbiru ba'avon avodah zarah et elokim acherim, that strengthened with the avon of avodah zarah the Avodah Zarah, Kim Achirim. Because we served the Avodah Zarah in the Chet HaEgel, we gave koach to this concept of Tzav, this klipa of Avodah Zarah, the Ra Avodah Zarah, right? As it is known, the Yadua HaKlipot Nikraim Elohim Achirim, the klipa is called other gods. V'zeh Shem Elohim Sheyesh Lehem. This is the name that they're associated with them. Shuhu Mispa Pu. The Mispah Pu, Peivav, is associated with this Avodah Zarah. Eino Pu Tov, this is not Peivav, the Tov of Peivav, Ela Pu Ra, Peivav Ra. Vzei Otiot Oref. Oref is Otiot Peivav Ra, Pu Ra. Shuhu Otiot Pu, Peivav Ra. Shikshel Otam vigbiru alidei ma'isa egel, i.e., because we were stiff-necked and we served, that would made us cause us to serve Avodah Zarah with kshei oref. This oref, it gives this concept of pu ra, which is this concept, the hagbara of klipa of Elohim acherim, the ra of idols worship, and this gives koach to this. But that's represented in Am Kshei Orif. L'chein, tzarich shiyu lanu ezer v'siyua l'achnia klipa. We need help to be machnia this klipa after we serve the Avodah Zarah. Chas v'shalom, shel Avodah Zarah. Min ha'arat shem kel adni. We need this kel adni, haramuza b'kibbeinu, which is hinted to the letters in the midst of the name of Klal Yisrael, of Yisrael. Right? To be machnia this Avodah Zarah after we did this chet. Ach ein kedayin le'et ata. We're not sufficient at this moment. La'asot tshuva. She'te'apech avonot l'schuyot v'pam achad. That our sins will come to be merits at this moment. Ele yeh hipuch avonot b'hadragot. The avonot will go down in levels. V'hu debitchilev salachta l'avoneinu. That's what it's saying now. Forgive us for our sins, our purposeful sins. Shehem zdonot. These are our purposeful sins. Shiyu b'madregot l'chataeinu. That they will go down to a level of being shkagot. Sins that we did accidentally. V'achalkach. And then v'nechaltein tanu. And then inherit to us. Shechataot. Skuyot, there will be a merit that we inherit. She kansu l'kedusha, they will go and become kedusha, holy. Liot nachala sitra l'kedusha, they become an inheritance of the side of kedusha. That's why it says first avoneinu and then chatateinu. Go back to the pasuk. If we go back to the pasuk, we can understand. It seems v'yomer im na matzati chen beinechem, Moshe says, Hashem Adonai, ken? Shem Adni. Yelech na Adni bikirbein. The Shem Adni will go into our midst, i.e., it will be mashpia into those middle letters which have the gematria tzav, which is keneged the Avodah Zarah. Ki am kshe oref. Oref represents Pura. Pura represents Avodah Zarah, right? To be mashpia in olam asiyah against this avodah zarah. V'salachta lavoneinu l'chateinu l'chaltana. And you forgive us for us, our mezidim, our purposeful sins, that they will become chatateinu, they will become the dargah of shogeg, and then they'll go and will inherit misitra de kedusha, from the side of kedusha, and they, when they become merits for us. That's the explanation of the apostle. There's dinim which have mituk, those are the good dinim, and there's dinim which don't have mituk, which are the bad dinim. Yeah, pure din. That's connected to the avodah zarah. It's related to Purim. Purim is a plural of pur, right? There's good dinim and bad dinim. Vihine hadava hazeh yafle yipale. It's an amazement. Moshe bechir Hashem, the bechir of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chosen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ma'avon, me'avon, u'mechatat yesh biyado. What sin and what ched does he have in his hand? Shichnis atzmo bichlalam. He included himself. But Omro la'avonendu, to our sins. Ah, lechatotein, to our transgressions. Right? To our transgressions, to our sins. V'ulam hadava muvan al pi ma shekatav Rabbeinu Arizal b'shar kavanot. This can be understood according to the Arizal in Shar Kavanot. D'mulvad ma shenena shadam al chetav. Not only what a person is gets his punishment for his sins. Od ne'enash al chavero. He also gets punished for what his friend does, Mishtam Arvut, because he's connected. The whole Jewish people are one connected people, one unity. Shekol Yisrael hem guf echad, one guf, one body. Kalul me'evarim rabim, include for many, many limbs. V'lechein, tiknu anshe knesset gdola. Therefore, anshe knesset gdola, they enacted. Havidui b'loshen rabim. That when we're saying rabim, we don't say ashamti, we say ashamnu. Velo beloshen yachir, not in a singular loshen. She'eno ome ashamti, bagatti v'chule, velo od. We say ashamnu, bagatnu, right? Ela shetzarich adam lomar kol prate havidui. He has to do all the levels of the vidui. Afapi shiyodeh ba'atzmo, even if he knows it himself, she'en bo mikol advarim eri. Doesn't have all the things in the vidui. Ve'eno choshesh shenira. And he doesn't worry about him speaking sheker. Why? V'hainu tamo, the reason being, ki hu yitchayev ba'avonot shel acherim mitzad arvut. He also is chayev on chas v'shalom, the averes of other people, mitzad that he's one goof with them. Yuan sham, look there. V'lechein, muvan hadava. That's the Arizal said that. V'lechein, muvan hadava, shegam Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom, shayat tzadik gomu. He was a complete tzadik. Kalal atzmo imahem. He included himself with the Jewish people. V'amal avoneinu lachatateinu mikoach avus. That's now why it says, don't say la'avonotam or lachatotam. It says la'avoneinu, including himself in these sins.